Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. In this daily editorial, we are getting an update from Heliostar Metals, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol HSTR and on the OTCQX under the symbol HSTXF. Chad and I are chatting with the President and CEO, Charles Funk. Now, Charles, we're following up on news that came out just yesterday, September 7th. It is drill results from the Unga project in Alaska and the Aquila target. Now, these are the first seven RC holes at this Aquila target for this year, 2021. Before we get into these actual drill results, Charles, please just provide our listeners with a general overview of the company's focus on this Unga project in Alaska. It's made up of a bunch of different zones. There is a good map within the news release, which I will post below this interview, but just summarize the different zones and the overall strategy at this Unga project, please.
Yeah, thanks, Corey and Chad. It's been a busy summer for us, and we actually had an analyst visit a couple of weeks ago, and the feedback was that we hadn't done a good enough job of showing people how big the project was. We've tried to rectify that in our new corporate presentation. But we've got a 250 square kilometre land package, and it's got so much potential. It's had hardly any drilling. And so as we've talked about talking to you and Chad before, we have to break it down into pieces to solve the puzzle. And that starts with the highest probability targets. And you'll remember they were SH1, the resource, and then Aquila here, which is a long strike, 6 kilometres along the same vein to the southwest. And then Apollo, where we put out some spectacular results early in the year. So it's nice to be delivering high-grade gold on our high-probability targets.
Let's talk about some of these drill results, because, again, it's the first seven RC holes at this Aquila target. You guys hit multiple gold occurrences in these drill results that you released. Some of the headline numbers here, just over 6.5 grams per ton gold, over 3 meters. You also had a high-grade intercept in hole one here that was almost 10 grams per ton gold, over 1.5 meters. You guys continue to hit some solid gold intercepts with varying widths. What are these results telling you in terms of the overall strike or what the possible scale is here at Aquila?
Yeah, they tell us Aquila's a lot bigger than we expected. So we made the discovery last year with the program that we got underway in September to November last year. Drilled 17 meters at 2.2 with a high-grade subinterval. And that was the first time we drilled what we call the amethyst vein. And so this year, with the RC rigs helping us get lots of holes quickly, we stepped underneath it, and that's where the high-grade hit of the 10 grams comes from. And then we've stepped along strike. It's open to the northeast, and we have more holes pending in that direction. And then we also hit that good intercept of 3 meters at 6.5 grams to the southwest. So we've just got to come back and follow up with the diamond drill rig. And that was exactly our plan. Quick reconnaissance to see if the system was big, which it's proving to be. And now systematic drilling to see how big the ore shoot could be.
Well, Charles, as you follow up down the road with more RC drilling and then eventually the diamond drill rigs to go a little bit deeper and get a little more information, what do you hope to do to tie this together with some of the other targets on the Unga project, like the SH1 and Apollo? Are these all going to play into more of a combined resource down the road, or do you think these will all have their own separate things going on?
Yeah, that's how epithermals work, Chad, in that you have multiple centers of mineralization. It's a real positive from the mining scenario. So this year's program was to do that sort of framework drilling at the likes of Apollo and Aquila to show that we had good targets to follow up on. We got those bonanza hits at Apollo. Now we've got some very good hits here at Aquila. And we need to come back and systematically diamond drill those for a global resource at Unga. You know, our goal is to get to 1 million ounces. We know the re-rating that will come with that, given the really high margin, high grade material that we've got to date. And so we just need to systematically explore it. As Heliostar, we've drilled 10,000 metres at Unga in the last 12 months. That's as many metres as being drilled in the previous 28 years. So trying to explain a district that's got a lot of potential, but has really hardly been touched. And that's what we're just starting to do.
So Charles, just a quick touch here on figure one. I'll also post that below this interview. Shows the overall strike length. Now that you have, for the most part, proved out at Aquila, take us through the overall size that you are seeing and some of the different zones that you're also seeing here?
Yeah, so that's a good map, because first of all, you can see a widespread area of gold, you know, in the northwest, 10 grams, southwest, 6 grams, in the northeast, over an ounce. So lots of high-grade gold over, you know, close to a kilometer of strike length. For the geology boffins in the room, a really nice vein structure that's where dilation zones form, and that's where ore shoots form. And so then we've systematically drilled, as you can see with our 2021 drilling. And in drilling, we've now got it over 220 meters. But we've got holes outstanding to the southwest and to the northeast. We know that it's a bigger vein than that. So the downside of the RC is you're only drilling shallowly. Like, all these hits are within 100 meters of surface, and most within about 50 meters. So a heap of room to step out underneath and wait for these results in the next few weeks along strike.
One more quick just follow-up question here on Aquila and the system that you're seeing. Take us through where you see the biggest opportunity for future drilling, and also please explain the depth of the system so far. How deep have you been able to drill at Aquila?
Yeah, so I just touched on before, Corey, we're down between 50 and 100 meters below surface, 100 meters at the deepest, but most closer to just 50 meters below surface. So what we think there's two ways to win at the Aquila target. One is we can keep stepping along strike. We're drilling under some pretty high-grade rock chip samples at surface. But with what we understand about the way these veins form, with the high gold relative to silver and base metals, with the relative elevation relative to the SH1 resource, that's telling us, along with the textures in the vein, that you're just at the top of this system. So Apollo, for example, goes 500 meters vertically. So we think we have a lot of room at depth as well as along strike to look for more of this high-grade material.
Well, Charles, as we await for the results to come back in from some of these targets, just remind everybody, you guys are in a unique situation in Alaska in that you can actually drill year-round, and you still have the Centennial target that's up next on the chopping block. So just remind folks of how that fits into the equation.
It's amazing to talk about drilling any time of the year in Alaska. That's what Centennial offers us. It's the fourth of those really high probability targets that we trumpeted from the start. In the background, you know, Sam Anderson, our VPX, and the team have been working up another, we've got about another 10 targets to drill ready stage. But what we'd like to do is come back and drill Centennial late this year. It's road accessible. It should be very cheap and very simple to drill test. We think there's higher grade feeder zones to the old historic non-compliant resource. So that's going to be an initial focus for us. And then we pivot to Mexico and follow up on our Mexican projects. So we like to be busy, and we plan to remain busy, Chad.
So Charles, taking into account that you still have drill results coming from this Aquila zone, I believe you still have drill results coming from a number of other zones. Take our listeners through some of the catalysts and what you think investors should be focused on as we undoubtedly get more results coming from this Unga project.
Yeah, we should have pretty consistent news flow over the next 6 weeks. There'll be follow-up from those bonanza hits at Apollo. There'll be follow-ups from these results at Aquila. There'll be some new exploration targets. We put a couple of holes into a porphyry target and a couple of other targets. And then, of course, the deeper drilling at SH1, the diamond drilling that we did, should come later this month or early next month. So plenty of news flow over the next 6 or 8 weeks. And then we'll be back at it. We'll have some more news from Mexico and hopefully Centennial back into the year. We like to be busy.
Sounds like it. Sounds like a lot of drill results still to come. If anybody has any follow-up questions for Charles regarding any of the drilling going on, either at the Unga project or down in Mexico, any of the plans down there, please email us either fleck@kereport.com or shad@kereport.com, and we will get those answered for you. Charles, thank you for the update. Please keep in touch on the back of some more news.
Perfect. Thank you, everyone.